Welcome to Transformation Nation with your hosts, Jason Krantz and Jordan Morrow. Whether in your personal life, family, career, or more, each of us has the power to transform. Our episodes are designed to help empower everyone to transform into the person that they want to be. Jump into this episode to learn how you can become who you want to become. Hey everybody, how you doing? Jason Krantz here with my good friend Jordan. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Just loving life, my friend. Always.
I know. You know what? I got to say that first episode was a lot of fun. We want to thank everybody that gave our original podcast a listen. You know, we really appreciate it. We realize that you have a ton of option when it comes to just listening and viewing and other options. So we're really happy that you gave us a shot.
Yep, absolutely. I'm the same. It's like, you know, with so much going on in the world, so many things to choose from. Hopefully, I say, how am I doing? I'm doing great always. Yeah, everybody knows that's not always the case. But hopefully, you know, we are so grateful for the chance that you took on us, that you're listening. And we hope that we could share some thoughts and insight with you to truly transform and become something you want to be.
I love it, man. Well, you know what? We have a rock solid program for the listeners today. I kind of what I was thinking. You tell me what you think. We'll give them a quick overview on kind of how we settled on the name Transformation Nation, because there actually is a deeper meaning behind it. And then also go through some of the strategies that can kind of get you started down that journey of transformation. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's perfect. I think it's one thing to introduce ourselves in episode one, but that's us. There's also a podcast at stake here, and it's got a name, and it's got a name on purpose, and that's Transformation Nation. So tell me, how what do you mean by transform? If you're thinking about it, Jason, what do you mean by that term?
Sure. So as you know, I like to keep things relatively simple, take complex topics and break them down to the lowest common denominator. And transformation by itself definitely is a complex machine that has many moving parts. But if I break it down to kind of that one sentence answer, it's really progressing from one state to a different, and in my mind, better state. And the thing is we each kind of have our own vision of what transformation looks like. But my guess is that we all aspire for better in some way, shape, or form. And just to give kind of some examples, example from a mindset perspective might be moving from a scarcity to an abundance mindset. You know, you're certain you're the role model of an abundance mindset of possibility and things that can be happening. From a career perspective, it might be moving from an individual contributor to a leader. From a health perspective, it might be moving from a low energy state to a high energy state. And, you know, using our favorite topic of analytics, it might be using analytics as a tool to help move a business from a reactive to a proactive business management perspective. Now, some of these things can happen pretty quickly, like a health. You start working out, you start getting that energy level up pretty quickly. Well, other things like a career, they might take a little bit more time. They're probably going to take more time. But the thing is regardless of anyone that you go after, they're all going to require some kind of plan. And that's really as we get into the kind of the strategy side of it, working out what does that plan look like. And then when we break down the nation, as ridiculous as it sounds, is to me, it's kind of to symbolize the idea that we're all on this journey and can help each other together and really can help each other along in achieving our personal and really communal goals too. I find that we're just better and stronger together. I know a lot of people will laugh at that. You know, I'm not much for the motivational board content, but I genuinely believe that, you know, Jordan, just even in our conversations, the support that you've given me on certain things has helped me get over some of these humps. So rather than me continue monologuing, why don't you tell the people about, you know, kind of your perspective?
No, I think that's spot on. And attaching to that end, and then I'll actually go into some of my thoughts on the transforming side is, you're right. Like attracts like. Let's take a look at our personalities, okay? You and I can riff off each other and could make this podcast 5 hours. We're not going to do that to you today, audience, but we could. We could talk about these things forever. We jived really early on. We support each other. We lift each other up. Me coming from an ultra marathon background, some of my best friends in the world are runners, fitness nuts, you know, these people that want to go out and push themselves. You gravitate to that. And when we talk about a nation, community matters, tribe matters. And what we would want is all 7.5 billion people to be able to subscribe to a nation that is all about helping us achieve the things we truly want to achieve. And to drive nation back to transforming. One, as I thought about this episode and that we were going to record it and put it together, my mind was drawn to a caterpillar. As corny as that may sound, but let's think about a caterpillar. Okay, a caterpillar goes through life. Caterpillars in and of themselves can be beautiful things, but they are going to go in their cocoon, transform, and become a butterfly. And when we see a butterfly flying around and you see like my children, when they see it and the awe and the inspiration that it transformed from this little thing crawling around to an amazing thing flying all over. Did both things have purposes? Did both things have value? Yes. But think about it from a transforming perspective. We're moving and in essence, becoming better, and we're transforming. And one key thing that is a part of this that we all need to understand is there was a purpose there, right? A caterpillar has a purpose to become a butterfly. There is direction there. I think you named off a few different categories, health, right? The mindset from scarcity to abundance. I think far too often we all want to transform. We all want to become something more. The problem is, do we have the right systems? By the way, that's from the book Atomic Habits. For those of you who have not read it, pick it up. It's wonderful, by James Clear. Do we have the right systems and things in place that will provide for us the ability to transform? But the one key behind that is, do you have a purpose that you're trying to achieve? I'm kind of like you. You can read a motivational quote, and David Goggins basically goes out of his way to say that motivation is crap because motivation is fleeting. But a purpose and passion to transform and become something, I can promise that all of us in this world, unless there's just some negative thought process enveloping your mind, there's something that we want to be, we want to become. Whether I want to be a better husband, I want to be a better father, I want to be better in my career, I want to be better in so many different ways, that ability to transform is essential. That community that we've talked about, that nation, can help us get there. It is my belief, if you go it alone, you can achieve a lot. If you go it with people, man, you can achieve probably even more through that. And I think that this transformation nation, helping us all achieve what we want to be, can happen. We can help each other to become what the nation, what we want each other to be, and help them become. Not that it's our choice what they become, but we can help them be what they desire to become. And I think unequivocally, it's something that is underpinning all of this is the understanding of not forcing our transformation on others. Let's let them naturally transform into, again, that corny analogy to the butterfly they should be, all the while we get to transform in the ways that we want to be. Hopefully that was coherent enough for people to understand where I was going. But this is, as you can imagine, something I am absolutely beyond passionate about.
Yeah, you brought up a lot of really good points there. One of them, as I've gotten older, you know, and just wiser. When I was a young gun, and I'm sure you're probably the same way, you know, ego can be rampant in any young person. And I thought I could do a lot of this stuff myself. And then as I got around smarter, wiser, and successful across many of the ways that I looked at success, which is good family member, good father, you know, those types of individuals, asked them for advice. And there was one piece of advice that came back relatively consistently. And as I've gotten older, I just realized it's a universal truth, in my opinion, is look at who you hang around. Look at who you surround yourself with. Look at who you take kind of your cues from. And ask yourself, are these the type of people that are going to help me achieve what I might want to achieve in life? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that's not meant in any negative way at all, but as I took a look and I saw what my aspirations were, and I looked at who I was hanging around with, I realized I kind of need to, you know, surround myself with different people, and find those people that are, you know, are on a regular basis I'm getting influence from. And more importantly, one of the things I discovered from this is what I call accountability partners. there's a very small group of people, maybe one or two people that you trust. And you say, you tell them, you talk about your goals with them and saying, listen, I need your help to get over this hump, to accomplish this goal. And the thing I found, the reason why I like this, and this is something I discovered by accident. I'm sure somebody somewhere has written this idea in some capacity. But when you make a verbal commitment to somebody else, much like writing a goal down, it has a profound impact. It's like you are committed to that then. And so by making that commitment to your accountability partner, they're there to check in and they're going to ask on you, say, hey, are you doing the things that you need to be doing to accomplish the potential that you have and achieve your visions that you have? And again, I know that, younger me would laugh at this. I'd be like, this guy sounds ridiculous. But the thing is it's true. And I have observed it time and time again, not only with myself, but in other people. Prior to starting my own business, I interviewed a lot of entrepreneurs and I got something to the kind of that vein of, find somebody to hold you accountable and to do the things that you say you're going to do. Because if you don't do that, it's very easy to let yourself go. And kind of to that idea of systems to get you started and keep you on track, those things are great. But it's really that accountability partner in conjunction with maybe a passion, the passion that I feel you need to have to accomplish these hard goals, that's going to keep you going. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely makes sense. In fact, as we were talking about this, the thing that popped into my mind, accountability partners.
Yeah. They're important, man. I tell you, because the thing is that you have that person, you give them permission to call you out. The accountability partner is there to make sure that you're really doing the things that you need to do to realize your potential.
I agree. Yeah, I'm going to step in real quick on one thing here. I don't want to necessarily, you did a great job talking about accountability partners. The one thing that I also want to mention, because you're 100% right, we need to surround ourselves with people who can push us. We need to surround ourselves with people that will help us achieve those goals, not bring us down. And one of the things that I want to make sure we're very clear on this, and the accountability partners, there's tip number one, strategy number one, find someone who holds you accountable. Number two, surround yourself with people who are wanting to transform, want to be successful, but are not yes people. Meaning, how can they hold you accountable if all they ever tell you is the thing you want to hear? Or if the only thing they tell you coincides with everything you've already done and said? And what I'm getting at here, and it's becoming more abundantly clear in the world, but diversity of thought matters. Where it could be my background, I'm a math geek. I love statistics. I love data and analytics. Go figure. My nickname's Chief Nerd Officer. But where do I not have my background? Marketing. That's not my background. And so can I have someone from marketing who wants to transform? They're trying to get good. Can I feed off of their diverse thought process for what they can look at on top of what I'm doing and say, Jordan, have you looked at it from this angle? And we need to be receptive to that feedback. We need to be able to say, not only hold me accountable by asking me, did I accomplish my goal? Please freaking provide me some feedback. Let me know what it is that I am not doing right. Give me a different perspective. So when we are surrounding ourselves with our nation, with our community, with our tribe, whatever it is, make sure there are people who think differently than you. If we all think the same, it's not going to be as successful. A real world example of this right now, and I won't go into too much detail because I'm also not about calling people out, but I've seen plans during this crisis that we're dealing with COVID-19 of this group of diverse areas saying we're going to group together to come up with our plan to reopen or to deal with this, et cetera, et cetera. All of them come from the exact same political party. And in my mind, I'm saying to myself, almost, how can you transform? How can you find the right solution if everybody's going to be thinking the exact same way? Not that you need to bring someone with a diverse opinion in and do exactly what they want. But Abraham Lincoln, he's got a book out there. Here's a book recommendation. I love books. Team of Rivals talks about bringing in diverse backgrounds. He was a genius. And the reason for that was to get different perspectives. One of my heroes, Nelson Mandela out of South Africa, everybody was, as soon as he came out, became president, they wanted to really go after those that went after him. And he was able to provide a diverse way of looking at it because he saw a different perspective. And I hope those that I work with, such as yourself, you better do this to me, Jace.
I will.
But I hope people hold me accountable and say, Jordan, that's wonderful. Have you thought about this? Or Jordan, that stinks. You need to think about this. I think that's part of hopefully one, what we will do through this podcast is give people a diverse way of looking at things. But two, I hope that as a nation, all of our listeners, heck, if you need to just comment when we post this out there on social media, say, I am willing to be someone's accountability partner because having someone hold you accountable to your goals and resolutions and transformation, man, it's a very powerful way. I have a coach for my next ultra marathon. He better hold me accountable. Or if I'm not hitting that training, I'm going to fail. And I think that diversity matters a lot.
Well, you know what? If you're not going to start hitting the weight room, you better bet I'm going to hold you accountable, man. But hey, I'm not running any centuries, okay?
I think that's a fair bet. I just might get you out there for a day or something. At some
point. You know, it's funny, kind of on that theme of differences of opinion, I have found the most, you know, getting to that topic you talked about last time of expanding kind of the horizon of our knowledge. Yeah. The most productive and greatest growth I have ever had came from respectfully arguing and disagreeing with people that had different perspectives than me. And I went into it like these were people that we really did mutually respect each other. And we knew that we were going to throw some blows and we knew it. But we came away with it that the purpose of this argument is to, strengthen our own arguments, but also to present a different side. There's essentially the idea where we would flip sides, be like, I'm going to take your side and you take mine, and let's beat the heck out of each other.
Yeah.
The thing that comes out of that is you are remarkably stronger. Like, and you also see some of the gaps in maybe your logic or your approach or whatever it is. And that sounds really crazy. I know it sounds nuts because when I was first kind of exposed to this topic, I thought it was nuts. I'm like, who would want to do that? But I've realized that is where the greatest growth has come from. And the thing is when you do it in an environment where you do have those accountability partners or somebody that you trust, it mitigates a lot of the risk versus doing it on Twitter, which is, you know, it's a dumpster fire. It's horrible. Yeah. But kind of anyway, you know, I think we've kind of outlined some of the strategies here, but why would people want to transform?
I think this is a very interesting topic. And I'm wondering, hopefully everybody in our audience, I hope when we ask, why do you want to transform? Think about it, because this is almost diving into the first step of what you could do to set your purpose, right? Think about that caterpillar becoming the butterfly. There is actually a purpose, right? Caterpillar, hatched, larva, et cetera, whatever. Moving to a cocoon, that's the purpose. Butterfly. Same thing with all of us. If we think about it, why would we want to transform? I don't know of anybody who throughout their life or this or that doesn't have an inkling of some kind to be something better. Like, for example, you have a kid for the first time. I've got five on my own, right? You know, you have a kid and you're just like, your whole world changes. That's a new purpose. There's a new reason to transform into being the best absolute father I can be. I work in the world of data and analytics, was the pioneer really who started this field of data literacy. It transformed me so much into what I do now in the world of data analytics and strategy. So each of us, I'm sure at some point in time has had a desire to do anything. I love to tie things back to New Year's resolutions. Why in the world do we set a New Year's resolution? Because we want to get better in something, whether it's eating this or that. But how often do those things fail? And the reason is we're not transforming. We've put something out there. We might not have our why. We might not know our purpose for doing something. And so for me, why in the world would we want to transform? Why is it that we're doing this? Because I think innate in us is a desire for more. Like, let's go back however many thousands of years in evolution when there was absolutely a desire to transform. I want to transform my running ability to outrun that mountain lion behind me that wants to eat me, right? I want to transform my ability to get food easier. And what I think is fight or flight. There's the topic that probably a lot of people have heard of. Evolution may have just put in our mind this ongoing desire, or whatever someone believes in, design, the supreme creator, whatever. There is something in us, I think, that is innate desire to become better. And that to me is why we want to transform. On top of when we are succeeding, think about your own personal life, Jason, and listeners, think about your own lives. When you put a goal in front of you and you accomplish it, right? For me, accomplishing maybe my first ultra marathon, first 50 miler, putting something in front of you and accomplishing it, how satisfied do you feel? You feel a purpose. You feel like you've done something. And in a time and in a world of chaos and uncertainty, transformation is absolutely something that can hold us together. So I think there's so many reasons out there, but I do feel it is up to each individual to find their why, to find their own purpose. Don't base it off what I'm telling you my why is. Don't base it off what Jason is telling you what his why is. Find your why. That is, to me, that's step one. And hopefully, we're always giving people steps of what to do. Step one is finding your why, because then things can fall into place.
Yeah, I think your point of making it personal. Don't do it for external reasons, because that stuff is fleeting. Don't try to get a better job to make more money to buy a car to impress your neighbor like that. At least that's my take on it. Like look for things that are, I guess, broader in scope, and are going to challenge you and kind of give you some context in the way that I look at this. Is that with kids myself and limited time, energy, it can get challenging sometimes trying to decide what you want to go after. And sometimes what I found helps in that decision is looking at what, when I get to the end of my life, and I know this sounds morbid, but we're all going to head to this place at some time. But when I get to the end of my life, what are some of the things that I'm thinking about doing that I might regret that I did not do? For me, regret is potentially one of the biggest motivators, and it causes me to take action because I can handle failure. I am more than willing to try something and fail. It to me, that is an acceptable risk. What is unacceptable to me is having this idea, doing the due diligence behind it, saying, hey, you know what? That's actually something that makes a lot of sense. I should give that a try. And then it just sits on the shelf. That would eat me alive as I got older in age. And I know it would, because I look back when I was younger, even in high school or in college or even young career, there were things that I did that did that. And so I know in old age that would drive me nuts. So for me, it's taking action so I don't experience that when I get to the end of my life. But the other thing is too, is that by doing the appropriate due diligence up front, we can identify, hey, does this thing actually have a problem, a chance of succeeding or not? And for me, that transformation is fundamental to not only who I am today, but who I want to become. And that kind of gets to the theme of vision. And setting that vision, if you think within the confines of kind of your current mindset, you might really limit yourself on how you see yourself in the future, what you can be. And it's kind of that act of stepping back and saying, what do I want to accomplish? What could I accomplish if I could do anything? And some of it might be nuts. I'll tell you, like when I first started the LinkedIn stuff, I thought, yeah, this is nuts that I'm even posting. 3 years later now, we've gotten some, pretty good traction with the stuff we put out. But the point is all of it started with a dream, with an idea of what could this become. Same thing with this podcast. This is a topic that scared me. And I looked at it, and as we got with you, I said, you know what? This is one of those things I want to give a shot. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I have a very good feeling about it. And if it doesn't work for some reason, I can look at it and say, you know what? We developed a good plan. We executed on it, and it just didn't work. But the thing is that it was taking action. It was, that same way for starting a company. Not starting a company would have eaten me alive. It would have drove me nuts. And so for me, I wrote about this on LinkedIn last week. It was the idea that not taking action on this was my why on driving my transformation. And so the thing is that it's very unique to each of us. As Jordan said, we're going to try to give you tips and frameworks to get you going. and help you kind of get clarity on this, but really it's unique to you. I don't know, anything else you wanted to add on that?
Yeah, just quick. I think you're touching on something that needs to be understood. We might all want to transform in some way, but it's okay to fail at times. Yeah. That to me is a transformation mindset. It's not that failure is bad. I'll go back to Nelson Mandela. He said, I never lose. I either win or I learn. And just to your point, if you're putting forth the effort and something does not work out, that is not necessarily a bad thing. It's a transforming thing that teaches you a new way to do something, a new way to adopt, a new way to find, as Nelson said, learning, this new ability to really jump in and understand. And so that's one of those things that it's not that easy. I get it, to all of a sudden say, I'm going to be happy with failure. You and I jive together because I think we're both totally fine with failing at things. But and at times it's frustrating. It makes you upset. It makes you all those things, but we can learn from it. And I think that's one of the things I want to make sure people understand from this episode is don't stress. If what you put forward doesn't work, that's okay. Find something new. Learn from it. Maybe all you have to do is adjust it a little and then proceed forward. Mm-hmm. It's this ability to make that happen. So yeah, I think, you know, we're getting through this episode, but I want to make sure we're leaving them with maybe a few different steps. I think we've started it. We've talked about vision and starting off with a purpose. You've got to find your why. What other steps would you put out there, do you think?
Yeah, I would say is ask others for feedback. Again, this gets to kind of your accountability partner, and ask them, let's test this. You know, for me, my accountability partner for starting a business was my wife. And I went and said, hey, babe, here's what we're thinking. What do you think about this? Give me your feedback. And other close friends, people that I knew that they had my best interest at heart and that I trusted. And, you know, going to them and asking them for that honest feedback. Because here's the thing, you mentioned this before, the people that care about you, they will tell you, or I'm hoping they will, most of the time they should, tell you if what you have is a bad idea. If they really care about you. Like, I know for me personally, if somebody cared about, had a terrible idea, I'd tell them. And I would have no qualms. Like, listen, I love you. I care about you. This is a bad idea. Here's why. Important, because then you're getting an unbiased view. You know, I've told you this before, and I know you're the same way. I'm the eternal optimist. I see more good than bad. And I'm fully cognizant of the fact that I am going to have blind spots because I inherently see things in a more optimistic lens. So that's where I'll ask, you know, my wife or accountability partner, what am I missing? What am I not seeing? Where's the blind spot? And then they'll point it out. And then if they point it out, I'll consider it. I might not agree with it, but at least I'll acknowledge it. And we make an informed decision. That's the key part, an informed decision with that feedback. What do you think?
It's feedback could be one of the number one things as part of an individual's transformation. Hearing about what's working and what's not working. Like I always, you know, we turn to what we're familiar with. So using a coach in my running, it's this ability to hear from him, a professional, okay, who can tell me, Jordan, you're doing this. Your gait looks like this. You're pushing too hard here. What's your nutrition look like? How does this feel? You have a tweak here. Feedback matters. I think I go back to this diversity of thought, and also we don't want a whole group of yes people sitting there with us. Mm-hmm. If all you have is people telling you everything is fine, what if it's a bunch of junk and you'll never know? And we need the feedback. The other thing that I would say to people as a step for me to get going with your transformation is if you do not have a journal, keep a journal and write the things that interest you. Write the things that don't interest you. I love to write in a journal every single morning as a way to start my day, start with gratitude in there, keep it throughout the day with ideas and thoughts, things that I could do to improve and transform who I am to be better. Write everything down. Try so many things out. You might find, man, I tried my cookie recipe today. I put this in there. It was horrible. Never doing that again. You know, something silly like that. But that to me, feedback, the why, the purpose, documenting things are key things. Oh, and the accountability partner, key thing to helping us achieve these things that we're trying to do. Because again, I don't know of anybody that doesn't want to become a better person, who doesn't want to learn something, who doesn't want to transform in some way, whether great or small. And I think that these little tidbits of or nuggets of information can help us do that. And at the same time, what I would always say, another tip, reach out to Jason and I. Ask us. We'll be your accountability partner. You might hate us for it in the end, but we're more than happy to do it. But I think those are all important steps and things like that. And then you and I talked about book recommendations. I know you were thinking Start With Why. I think that's amazing by Simon Sinek. I also love Atomic Habits to build those systems in place that can help transform us. Any other thoughts on your end?
Yeah, no, you hit the big one in kind of this topic is Start With Why. It's a real clean, crisp book. There's another book. What was it called? It's called Five. And it's real, real easy read. You probably read it in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And it's got very simple questions, but it gets you to think. And that sometimes is one of the biggest challenges with this exercise. It's not that we think, it's that we're used to a certain way of thinking. And resources can get you to think differently. And that's that. I say this all the time. If you can get people to think differently, the power of that is boundless. It cannot be constrained. I would say Start With Why is definitely one of those. So let me ask you this. So we've been talking about kind of these steps and writing down things and a strategy to get there. What are some action items that you and I are going to take out of this? And also, what kind of action items should we give our listeners?
I would say start today, listeners. Make a list. Okay, write down. We talked about the journal, but actually make a list. What are things I have been wanting to accomplish? Or what are things I've been wanting to do to transform? And then right after that, put, why did I not succeed at this? Or why have I not done this? Or what is holding me back? Hopefully what you see are a bunch of superficial things, high-level things that are in the way of those. Then let's just get going on transforming that. Hit the ground running. But by starting a list, you are starting to formulate your ideas. And by writing down, I don't remember the exact study on this, but writing down, it can take a hold in your memory more. So make that list. This is, I've wanted to do X, Y, and Z. And it could be big or small. Again, it could be quite literally a full-blown career change. What has held me back? Fear. Why do I have fear? Well, this. Start nibbling at those, start attacking those, because you'll find it's not like a caterpillar, let's go in the time scale of a caterpillar, right? Versus a human. It's not like a human 1 second says, I want to be the greatest basketball player of all time. And then the next second they're there. It's development. It takes time. But by starting the process, we can get further along in a very powerful way. And I think that's the key is take the step forward. Just start the process. Mm-hmm.
I second that. And kind of to the point, so write down goals. I do this. I've done this religiously for years. I second that. I can't really add a lot to that recommendation, except for think big. Always be thinking big. Think about long-term.
Yep.
Also put some things on there that you just know you're going to crush. Just dominate. Because winning begets winning. And you, if you can line up a couple ones where you start just crushing them out of the park, you will build momentum. And again, I know this sounds nuts. It works. And so if you're trying to change your diet, don't go and say you're going to be vegan tomorrow and you're going to be successful. You're going to fail. Your chances are you're going to fail.
Yep.
Start with, you know what? I'm going to cut back on pop, or I'm going to cut back on bread, or whatever it is. Have an ultimate vision. Unquestionably have that end goal, but then identify what are some of those really easy first steps that you can take to start building momentum. It's like when people start working out, my advice to them, go and literally just get up and walk for 10 minutes. Just start 10 minutes because it's very easy. It's not overwhelming and you can start making progress, but write down those goals. Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Agreed.
It's been great talking to you again, my man. My hope is that the audience has enjoyed this session. Hopefully we've given you some structure. Any last words for the group?
I would just say, don't be afraid. I think one of the number one killers of transformation is fear. And I get that it's not just all of a sudden that we can overcome fear. But instead of doing that, as Alex Honnold talked about, right, it's expand your area there. Take those risks. Try it. And if you're afraid and need tips, reach out. I mean, that's the reality. But just don't let fear be that thing that stands in your way. Because I guarantee each of us in our life has overcome fear in one way or another on one topic or another and seen success from it. And just dig into that and make it happen in your life.
Great again. Advice, my friend. Hey, for everybody, next episode, we're going to be talking through ways to develop your strategy and systems in a little bit greater detail. My hope is that you've gotten a ton of value out of this, Jordan. I know you hope the same. Again, thank you for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks so much for joining us today on another episode of Transformation Nation. Please take the time to connect with both of us. Reach out through our social channels and start taking those first steps towards not only transforming yourself, but empowering everyone to become who they want to be. Until next time, this is Jason and Jordan. Go dominate, my friends.